Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's little Carl Perkins bringing this back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Dan Pella. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, an IRS expert, having spent a number of years and a lot of hours dealing with them and also trying to help them get their act together. He was on the National Commission to Restructure the IRS, which I can't wait to hear. Dan, you got to tell us that story. Next time you come back, you got to tell us that story.
Sure, sure.
His new book's called How to Win Your Tax Audit. I need a website, Dan.
Yeah, the website is taxhelponline.com. It's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. And Jim, you can get the book there, but I also have a lot of free information on that website.
Good.
Research reports and self-help guides on that website as well.
All right.
So go to taxhelponline.com.
In the last segment, we talked about, I wanted Dan to talk to us about the run-up to a tax audit. What do the documents look like you're going to get in the mail? When should you be concerned? When should you just deal with it, et cetera? Now, Dan, talk to us about the 1-2-3s of getting ready. Now you're convinced. They've sent you, they've got your attention. They said, okay, you're going to be audited. Gird your loins and bring us your stuff. Or have your stuff ready when we come to see you. What's the next step?
Well, the next step, Jim, is to make sure that you get together the documents to prove that your return is correct. Here's the most important thing you need to understand. The burden of proof is on the taxpayer. The IRS does not have to prove you did it wrong. You have to prove you did it right. And so
right.
When they say in their letter...
Except the IRS is the only place in America where you're guilty until proved innocent.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So make sure you gather your documents. Now, the book shows you exactly what documents you need, exactly how to present them. The next thing I want you to do is never to be forced into an audit meeting, a conference, that you're not ready for. The IRS will always tell you that you have to meet on X date at X time, and that's just simply not true. You've got the right to set an audit conference date that's convenient for
really?
You. Absolutely. It's convenient
for
you.
So if they say, show up here on April 16th, And you're either not going to be ready or whatever. How do you do that? What do you say to them?
Well, what I do is I always send a letter to the auditor, or I fax a note. You'll generally have his fax number right on the.
Be sure to keep a copy of it,
they
folks.
Send you. Yep.
Date stamped.
So what you do is you send them you don't ask for permission to change the date. This is what the mistake people make.
Mm-hmm.
Is they say, "Oh, dear Mr. Auditor, Miss Auditor, you know, can I please have more time?" That's not what you do.
Dear God Almighty, can I have an extra day or two?
Yeah, you send them a letter that says, "This date is not convenient for me. I have a scheduling conference. My work requires this. I need additional time to get ready. I suggest the following alternative dates." And then you give the auditor an option of
mm-hmm.
which date he
a
wants.
A lot of people
to.
Think that if you do that, you're just kind of making them mad.
Oh, no, not at all. You know, absolutely not. No.
You can see where people, they're already scared to death, right? And you can see where they'd be afraid to be that aggressive with them.
Yeah, no, you need to be assertive because otherwise you're going to get pushed around. And one of the biggest problems that people have is going into these audit meetings not prepared. And they don't have the records they need, and they're disorganized, and they don't understand the questions. That is a mistake. When
mm-hmm.
you are ready for the audit, then you present your material.
Do you recommend taking your CPA with you?
Well, absolutely. If you had somebody that prepared the tax return besides yourself,
what about sending
means,
the CPA without you?
Say again?
What about sending the CPA without
you? Well, you can certainly do that, too. A CPA's got the right to represent you.
Right.
That's another one of the things
they'll ask you to sign a power of attorney before they go.
Yeah, you'll certainly have
go
to
ahead.
Have a power of attorney, no doubt. But here's an important point. If you start the audit without counsel, let's say you just go in yourself
right.
and say, well, you know, all they want to do is see my advertising expenses. That's
right.
simple. So you start the audit without counsel, and then you get yourself into a situation where you think it's starting to expand and you feel like you're in over your head. You've got the absolute right to stop the audit right then and there.
Right.
Say to the auditor, listen, I want to get counsel here. They cannot proceed any further when you tell them that you want counsel. They
it's
have
like
to stop
it's like
right
a perp,
there.
Like a perp saying, "I'm lawyering up."
Yep, yep, that's right.
Yeah, I hate to use that example, but that's kind of what it's like. All right, so what else? Then what do we need to do?
Well, then you know you've got to go through the process of presenting your information. What will happen then is, as you work your way toward the end, is the IRS will give you a preliminary determination as to what you owe, and frankly, Jim, there's always a tax liability for small business people when they're done with these audits. But the
I've seen the time, Dan, where they got a refund.
You know what? It happens.
It
happens, but it's rare.
Yeah.
88% of the time.
Yeah.
Here are the hard numbers.
I agree.
88% of the time, a person goes through a tax audit, ends up owing more money to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
here's what you need to know about that. The IRS's audit results are wrong between 60 to 90% of the time,
right,
depending on the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to understand that preliminary decision is just that. It's preliminary. It's not final. You've got the right to challenge the auditor with respect to it, and if the auditor digs his heels in, now you've got the right to appeal that decision,
right,
take it out of the hands of the tax
mm-hmm.
auditor, and go into what they call the appeals function.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important because the written job description of appeals officers is to negotiate settlements with taxpayers.
Right. Yeah. And that way, and that's where you can get the number, possibly negotiate a number that you can live with.
Well, yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
And moreover, in many cases, you can eliminate the tax liability altogether because,
yeah,
you know, look, there's a radical difference between the tax audit process and the appeals process.
Yeah, yeah.
The auditors just want to get the money.
When you come back, and I'm going to do that real soon, let's talk about this some more, okay?
Sure.
The book is called How to Win Your Tax Audit by Dan Pilla. Dan, come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.